My name is Oktar Babuna, and I represent Mr. Adnan Oktar, who uses the pen name Harun Yahya, with 375 languages being translated. So what's happening is, of course, there's a democracy in Turkey. Protests are fine. Demonstrations are fine. This is part of democracy, actually, make things better. However, if it turns into violence, which happened in Taksim, that is wrong, of course. That cannot be accepted. And the state has, of course, to defend themselves, because what we see here over here is there are the provocateurs inside of this public. There are beautiful youngsters doing these demonstrations to protect the environment. However, there are provocateurs mixed up of the communist illegal organizations. They use the banners of communist organizations, like, for example, TKP, DHKPC. This is Revolutionary People's Liberation Front, actually. And which bombed the American consulate. Mr. Prime Minister Erdogan said that the terrorists who bombed the American consulate also mixed up as provocateurs inside these groups. And they burned the police cars, and two people are dead so far. And then hundreds of people are being injured. And they broke into the shops, and they damaged the cars of the police. This is definitely wrong. This cannot be accepted. This is not part of the democracy. Of course, there's a freedom of thought and freedom of thinking. Intellectual freedom, this is a part of the democracy. But these protests, if it turns into violence, of course, then the state has to defend themselves. This is what happened. Of course, I'm not saying everything which was done by the state or by these people is wrong. There are positives and negatives of both sides. The police has the right to defend this state, which is, you know, as you might remember, this happened in UK also, spread in many cities in the last five days, and the police defended the state. That is part of the democracy, yes.
But a lot of people, they say, Arshi, is not just about a few trees. It's the accumulation of a lot of anger toward the leadership of Mr. Erdogan. A lot of people, they might be happy with AKP leadership, AKP government, because of the economy, a lot of issues. But they say, this is what they say, Arshi. I asked them in the square today. They say, Arshi, he's autocratic, he's a dictator. What do you say to them? Do you really think Mr. Erdogan, this is what people claim in the Taksim Square?
Absolutely not. I mean, this is easily unseeable, because in Turkey, and in the last elections, democratic elections, more than 20 parties took part. So in the next elections, 22 parties will be part of the elections. So there is a democracy. In the democracy, if you want your voice to be heard, the way is to do and join in the elections and change the government. That's what can be done in a democratic state. But Mr. Erdogan is not a dictator. For example, there was an Arab Spring in the Muslim countries, but that was for a request of democracy. They were Marxist dictators. They were dictating in their countries, in Egypt, for example, in Gaddafi, in Libya, and some other countries also. But in Turkey, there is no such a situation. So in a democracy, what needs to be done, if you're not happy with the government, next elections, you change the party, you change the government. That's what needs to be done, of course.
People, they, in the square, they say, Arshi, the government right now, they've been in power for 10 years, they control everything. Is it? I give you an example. Look what happened in the Turkish media. None of the Turkish media covered, which is true. I was for Syria opposition, the Friends of Syria, there was tens, if I want to be moderate, not to say 100, of Turkish media were covering it. Yet I was in Taksim Square Friday last week. There were just three television, French 24, Al Jazeera, and BBC. In your opinion, why Turkish media remained silent? Something was happening in their backyard.
I don't think it's silent, actually. The majority of the media was criticizing the government, the police, and were on the side of the demonstrators. And of course, there's a media which is on the side of government, but this is normal. If they got the more than 50% of the votes, maybe next elections, they will increase the percentage of their votes. However, again, in a democracy, the way to change the government is through elections, not through violence. Violence is wrong, and we know there are provocateurs. For example, today, some youngsters are in the Taksim area, thousands of them are there, and some people, and these are part of the PKK terror organization. They opened the picture of Abdullah Öcalan, the leader of the PKK, and other demonstrators said, no, you cannot do that. They prohibited that. So there are innocent youngsters there. We agree with that. They are beautiful college students, beautiful girls, beautiful young people. They want to protect the park, fine. But it started as for uprooted trees, actually. There was a problem with the communication. The government did not explain in detail what they are doing, actually. The trees were not cut. They were uprooted, and they were trying to take these trees and plant there somewhere else, actually. That's what was done. And they want to make Taksim Square a better area for youngsters, because there are terrible buildings there. For example, they are trying to make another building, not a shopping area, but they couldn't explain it in detail. However, again, in a democracy, violence cannot be accepted. So I agree, we agree that the people are doing the demonstration to protect the Taksim area, make it a better place. Well, nothing is wrong with that. It's good for the liberty, for freedom of the democracy. And the government is there to protect their people. If there's a violence, of course, there are laws, they react. Like in the United Kingdom, for example. These people in the United Kingdom, there were terrorist people, actually. They broke into the shops, and hundreds of people were injured. Five dead, I guess, right? As far as I remember, five dead. This cannot be accepted. Can you tell it is a part of the democracy to injure the people, to burn the cars, to burn the shops, and into the shops and houses and damage the cities? That is not part of the democracy, of course.
The protesters say they don't leave the square unless the government, they have some demands, obviously. They say the governor must be removed, the police chief of Istanbul, Izmir, and Ankara must be removed. Obviously, the government say no, and the protesters are gearing up, dogging their position in the square. What do you think? Do you think government should respond to the demand? How deal with this situation?
They started an investigation for the people who responded in an unproportional way, the police, for example. So whoever did the crime, whoever did it wrong, everything is individual. Of course, you can punish these people. But a demand to change the government, to change the prime minister, this is not the way to do that, of course. There is democracy. So next elections will be at the 2014, and they can respond in 2014. If they are not happy with the government, they can change the government. It is very easy. So nobody says AKP will govern forever. Of course, there are other parties, for example, CHP in Turkey, a Nations Movement Party, and, for example, MHP, for example. And there are 20 different parties. If you're unhappy with the government, next elections, you vote for other parties. This is what democracy is all about. But violence cannot be accepted.
There's a lot of criticism the way Mr. Erdogan talks. I mean, yeah. I talk to people, actually, because I have a tough question for those people, communist parties, PKK party. I have seen them. Absolutely, you are right. I saw the picture of Öcalan there. I asked this question, but a lot of people, actually, they say, well, listen to Mr. Gül. He's very conciliatory. He's very, he reduces tension. But this guy, they call it this guy, Mr. Erdogan, actually, his language is very tough. And he looked like, yes, I'm a man. I have said something. I'm going to stay behind it. And a lot of people, I feel those young people, a lot of them, many of them, they are happy with the policy of the government. But they say, the way he talked, we don't like it. We don't tolerate it. He's petting us, or he act like a... a parent. We don't need a parent.
Yeah, of course, people are free to criticize. And he is a very hard-working prime minister. We know that. He works 7 days a week, 30 days a month, and day and night. And he's very active. We know him from the time of he was a mayor of Istanbul. And he was very successful that time also. So he became very successful. The economy of Turkey is much, much better than the past. And a PKK terror organization, they were active for 30 years, they killed thousands of people, martyred thousands of people, and they left the country. So things are getting better in Turkey. Now, we think if these demonstrations turned into violent, and they're violent provocateurs, and they were organized through Twitter accounts and Facebook. So we think something is coming from, not only from Turkey inside, from outside of Turkey also, because Turkey is like a leader of the Islamic world. with the leadership of Turkey, Islamic countries can come together, which will bring peace, actually, democracy, make things much better, stop the things happening in Syria, in Afghanistan. Mr. Adnan Oktar is actually very active for that also. And alliance of Turkey with Israel and Russia and Armenia is very important, so Christians, Jews, Muslims all together. And with the success of Turkey, progress of Turkey, there are some hands coming into the Turkey and trying to divide the Turkey, make it weaker, and not to lead to this union. So there are, of course, in the background, there are some other interventions also. There are demonstrations. That is part of the democracy. They can protest, for example, a building which is done in there, or the destruction of the park, or they say, for example, these trees shouldn't be cut. They weren't cut, actually. They were uprooted. But protests are fine. I'm not against that. What I'm saying is, if there are provocateurs, if they injure the police, if they kill people, they burn the cars, that is something else. So I'm discriminating what's done in Taksim Square. So these provocateurs, we know what happened. For example, at the very beginning, when the demonstration started as a part of the democracy, there were youngsters there, they in the demonstrations, all of a sudden in the Twitter accounts, thousands of retweets, they were saying, for example, tens of people are dead. Nobody was dead at that time. And then they said, for example, 1,000 police resigned, and the chief of the police is being changed, and there are this happening, that happening. They were all disinformation. So who organized that? It was very organized. It was very organized, and the violence spread all of a sudden in the different parts of the Istanbul and to other cities also. All of a sudden this happened. Who organized that? It looks very organized. If you check the Twitter accounts and look at the media, actually, you will see who made this disinformation, spread disinformation all around in the media and all other, they were part of the journalists, actually, was part of this also. By knowingly or unknowingly, I don't know, but they were part of this disinformation. And it was looked very organized spread of violence. So who spread the violence then? There must be something behind that. What is the organization? We see there are communist organizations. This is definite because they opened the banners of the communist organizations. We see their flags and their banners. And they scroll communist slogans on the police cars, for example. Communist slogans were scrolled on the police cars. This happened. This is a very powerful evidence that they were illegal. Illegal communist organizations were part of this violence which happened in Turkey, Istanbul. So, and then of course we ask, who is the main organizers? Because it looked very organized. All of a sudden it started in one day and spreading in different cities. And who is making the organization? And of course, they look into that and analyze this deeply. It's not only communist illegal organizations. And this is also said by state administration. Some foreign intelligences may be part of this also. But of course, this requires concrete evidence. Even we don't say that there is no intervention of intelligences, but we know there are illegal communist organizations which were as provocateurs, became part of this. For example, they killed a child who were collecting the bottles and stuff like this on the street. They put him on the outside over the bridge, and he was heavily injured. And the police was pushed, that was in the media also, by some people from the bridge. He is dead. So why do these people do this? Provocation. And then they say police acted and killed this person, and this happened because of the police and because of the state.
I would like to ask you, what do you suggest to solve this problem? Obviously, these people are in the Taksim Square. It doesn't seem they're going to leave soon. If government try to remove them, possibly there will be more clashes between police. How, in your opinion, what would be the solution actually to reach a peaceful, you know, people go home and somehow government keep face? Those protesters, young protesters who initially protested to cut them, have to keep their face, say, well, we achieved something. What they should do, have a happy outcome?
So, that's a very good question, actually. But this is exactly what Mr. Adnan Oktar is doing. In the short term, he recommended to make in the Taksim area. So what needs to be done is to clean up all these buildings around, open up all the entire area, make a huge pool with boats, like Venice, for example, Venice, Italy. And boats are there, and the youngsters are coming there, green all around the area. very nice Ottoman-style buildings around, and many trees, maybe animals, and so can be there. And the youngsters can come there, and they can be happy, and also, so they can be happy there. This is what needs to be done in the short term. This will calm people down. But, of course, not to use harsh language, to be understanding all these youngsters and discriminate the provocateurs from the legal demonstrators there. This is part of the democracy. Not everybody is expected to be happy with everything. They can easily, in a democratic, in a democracy, they can explain their ideas. There's a freedom of thought, intellectual freedom, actually. This is part of the democracy. And, of course, the state has the right to defend themselves. The police can do that, like in the United Kingdom and other countries. If there's violence, they can defend themselves, but not use over, not overuse the violence, with, react with violence, of course, unproportional violence. And in the long term, a good education is required. That's what Mr. Adnan Oktar does, actually. In all around the world, with his 300 books, 1,000 websites, and 30 million people are watching his TV programs, he does a struggle against irreligious philosophies, which are the basis of this conflict idea, which is Darwinism, of course. Mr. Adnan Oktar is very well known, his intellectual struggle. We are a very well known intellectual struggle against Darwinism, which brings the idea of the conflict. There shouldn't be any conflict. The religious moralities, and good morality requires compassion, mercy, love, tolerance, and justice against everybody. This is actually from Islam in Quran. This is also in the Gospel and in the Torah, also the same way. So what brings this idea of conflict is Darwinism, which says survival of the fittest, strong individuals survive by crushing the weak individuals, and the conflict is the cause of the progress. And if you put the ideas into the subconscious mind of the people that you're a fighting animal, you have to fight for survival. If you're strong, you will survive. To survive, you have to crush the weak individuals. They will be eliminated from the society, and the conflict is the cause of the progress. This inevitably leads to violence and terror, because an inevitable consequence of Darwinism, it automatically leads to Marxist ideas. Marxism is founded upon the Darwinist concepts, and Lenin is an open defender of the terror and violence. And we see in these illegal communist organizations, they use the ideas of Lenin, actually. Lenin talks about, you know what, Lenin talks about the killing the police, killing the soldiers, and also loot the banks and the cities. This is the idea of Lenin. So if somebody becomes Darwinist, it leads to Marxism. If somebody becomes Marxist, automatically becomes Leninist, and puts Lenin's ideas into practice, as we see in these Marxist-Leninist terror organizations over Turkey. Somebody can be communist, don't misunderstand. There is a freedom of thought. Actually, communism, Darwinism, Satanism, they can all be taught in the schools, but also Buddhism, Islam, Christianity, and Judaism. Somebody has to have the broad knowledge of everything. There's a freedom of thought, freedom of worship. Allah says in the Quran, there is no compulsion in religion. You cannot force anybody to believe in anything. So a broad knowledge of everything is very good. Then somebody can decide to go this way or that way. But we have to also teach the scientific evidences which refute these ideologies, these thoughts, like Darwinism, for example, why it is wrong. There's a fossil evidence. There is the impossibility of the proteins to emerge by chance. It should also be taught in the schools. Darwinism should also be taught in the schools. But the scientific evidence which refute Darwinism. We can teach these people to be compassionate, merciful. Also in Taksim area, Mr. Adnan Oktar said, these people are, these youngsters are beautiful college students. They don't have the idea to do violent demonstrations. They only do demonstrations as a part of the democracy. They are against what is going to be built in Taksim. They have the freedom of thought, of course, and intellectual freedom. They can do that. And these people actually hate the bigotry, the radicalism and extremism which exists in the Islamic world. We know that. We are against this extremism and radicalism also. As you know, there are some people called so-called Islamic terrorists, but there is no terrorism in Islam. Islam denounces terrorism. This is one of the books of Mr. Adnan Oktar, actually, because according to Islam, killing one innocent person is like murdering entire humanity. Saving one person's life is saving entire humanity. There is no justification for killing innocent people. However, these radicalists and extremist people in the Islamic world, we see terrorist groups, and there are, of course, they have some names I can give you, but so-called Islamic terrorists. But there is no such thing. Somebody is either Muslim or terrorist. You cannot kill innocent people. There is no justification for suicide also. there are suicide bombers, but Allah says it's prohibited, it's wrong, it's unlawful. So Muslim, a good Muslim, must be very modern, ultra-modern actually, with love against all other people, with love, compassion, mercy, and justice. And there is science, arts, and aesthetics are part of the Islam, actually. So we have to teach these people, educate these people. Education is very important. That's the long-term solution. So if we educate these people of the college students, which went to the Taksim area, these are these represent the majority of Turkey. The majority of Turkey is modern, actually.
As a last question, if you can ask me very short, because my question is going to be eliminated. If I ask you, give me a quick, look like I have a headache or something, I want, for example, what do you prescribe? At this moment, I'm telling you, in Taksim Square, that kids may not leave the Taksim Square, what do you suggest to government? If come to you and ask, doctor, give me some suggestion, how should I deal with this young? If you give me a very short answer, what would you do with that?
Yeah, Prime Minister actually explained there the government, he's the Prime Minister of 76 million. So he embraced entire Turkey, actually what he said what he's doing actually, and asked them what their demands are, these people accumulating in the Taksim area and using their democratic rights, and respond to that and explain what they are doing in detail, and then do some polls and see what the majority of Turkey wants to be built in Taksim area. So this will be an easy solution to solve all these problems. In the short term,
right.
And United States, and so free of charge, and this has been in the media, in French media, in media of UK and United States media, thousands of times, and Atlas of Creation. So major universities, deans, presidents of universities, and professors.
How many languages has been translated?
It is being translated to English, French, German, Russian, and it's being prepared the Arabic translation. This is the fourth volume, actually.
Yeah,
this one's volume four, English.
Volume,
English
volume
four.
Yeah, fourth
volume.
Okay.
He's a very good painter, actually. And he understands from architecture, and he's an artist, a very good artist. And also he went to the School of Philosophy, University of Philosophy in Istanbul. And then he started as a this struggle, scientific struggle against Darwinism, against atheistic philosophies, and teaching the real Quran, what exists in the Quran, actually. There is he, most recently, in his TV programs also explained, there is ultra-modernism in modernity, ultra-modernity in Islam, in the essence of Islam. Because the way we look, for example, the Muslims have to be nicely dressed, educated people, very compassionate, loveful people, just people, and educated, and do an only intellectual struggle. But you cannot force to believe in anything, anybody. So Christians and Jews, Allah orders in the Quran, have to be respected and treated with compassion and mercy. That's an order from the Quran. What the people do in, for example, other countries like Saudi Arabia and other Islamic countries, they force the people to pray, to do things in the name of Islam. But this is haram, according to Islam.
What distinguish? Yeah. If I ask you this question, this is, by the way, this is, it wouldn't be in the film. Just, what distinguish Gulen movement with?
Gulen movement actually has many schools, but in these schools they don't give a religious or scientific education, which about the science of the creation. They only educate students to learn Turkish, be good mathematicians, engineers, or something like that. So. That is his basic difference. He does an intellectual struggle against the ideologies of this conflict, of the violence. So basically he does intellectual struggle against Darwinism, because Darwinism is the foundation of irreligious philosophies of communism, fascism. Hitler was a Darwinist, and Hitler said, take away the Nordic Germans, nothing will remain but the dance of apes. He was a Darwinist. Stalin was a Darwinist, he said, to clean up the minds of the people, you have to teach Darwin's teachings. Mao said Chinese socialism is founded upon Darwinism and the theory of evolution. And during his time, 60 million people were killed in the Mao's regime. 20 million people were killed in Stalin's time in Russia, communist Russia. In Hitler's time, 85 million people were killed in the Second World War, as you know, because of his racist ideas. And Darwin was a racist also. He said there are more superior races, white European men, higher animals, which will eradicate all other races, Iranians, Turks, Pakistanis, Eskimos, Indians, Orientals are, he said, close to monkeys. Only white European men are higher races, and white European men will eradicate all these, eliminate all other races. So these ideas were taken from Darwin and applied into the fascism by Adolf Hitler and Alfred Rosenberg, which are the founders of fascist Nazi ideology. So basically, if you teach the people, put in the subconscious mind, Darwinism is being taught in the schools all over the world, even in Turkey, and unidirectionally.